Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Properly Interpreting Israel. As the first point, introduction to Israel. Number one, what makes Israel so special? I mean, we all agree as Bible students that Israel is special. What makes Israel so special? Answer, God uniquely chose Israel. They are a chosen people. B, rightly dividing the word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Note some distinctions in Scripture. A, pre-fall versus after the fall. B, pre-flood versus after the flood. C, law versus grace. D, Jew, Gentile, and the Church of God. 1 Corinthians 10:32. C, dispensationalism, emphasizing a literal, that is, normal interpretation of Scripture that results in seeing Israel and the church as distinct programs of God. Number one, a little history lesson. Origen, AD 185 to 254, was the first to promote an allegorical interpretation. That's when things really began to go off the rails. Augustine, AD 354 to 430, the first to systematize an allegorical interpretation. And really, the church has never recovered from that since that time. A, two great errors. The church is spiritual Israel. That is a major flaw. And then, the church is the kingdom. That is not true either. Now, we are kingdom people as the church. We're headed for the kingdom. But we are not the kingdom, and we're not in the kingdom now. B, two key terms. Covenant theology emphasizes replacement theology, in which the church supposedly replaces Israel as the people of God. It's a major error. Dispensationalism emphasizes literal, normal interpretation and a distinction between Israel and the church. That's truth. Number two, principles of interpretation. A, apply literal, normal interpretation. B, interpret in context. C, revelation was progressive. And D, don't confuse interpretation with application. A, contrast between Israel and the church. D, conclusion. The great divide is hermeneutics. How you interpret the scriptures results in where you end up with your conclusions. We must take God for what he plainly says regarding Israel. It's a matter of taking God at his word. Proverbs 30, 5 and 6, every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.